If you go back into antiquity, do you find images of the Madonna as the mother of the Savior child?
Well, what you have as the model for the Madonna, actually, is Isis with her child Horus at her breast. This was the actual model for the Madonna symbol.
Isis? Tell me that story.
This is a prime myth in this period of the goddess as the redeemer, the one who goes in quest of the lost spouse or lover, and through her loyalty and descent into the realm of death, recovers him. Isis and her husband Osiris were twins who were born of the goddess Nut. And their younger relatives were Set and Nephthys, who were also twins born from Nut. Set planned to kill his brother Osiris. And he took Osiris's measurements secretly and had a wonderful sarcophagus built that would exactly fit Osiris. So there was a hilarious party in progress one time among the gods, and Set trots in this sarcophagus and he says, anyone whom this perfectly fits can have it as his sarcophagus. And everybody at the party tried. And when Osiris got in, of course, he perfectly fit. Just at that time, 72 accomplices come rushing out and they clap the lid on and strap it together and throw it in the Nile. Now, this is the death of the god. Whenever you have a death of an incarnation, a god like this, you're going to have a resurrection. You can wait for that. So he goes floating down the Nile and is washed ashore in Syria. And a beautiful tree grows up and incorporates the sarcophagus in its own trunk. So this is this wonderful tree with glorious aroma. And the local king has just had a son born to him. And he is also at the same time going to build a palace. The aroma of this tree is so wonderful. He cuts it down and brings it in to be a central pillar in the main room of the palace. Poor little Isis, whose husband has been thrown into the Nile, starts this wonderful quest for Osiris. So she comes to the place where the palace is and learns of the wonderful aroma, and she suspects this is Osiris. And she gets a job as nurse to the just-born little child. Well, she lets the child nurse from her finger. And she loves the little child, and she decides to give it immortality. So she does this by placing him in the fireplace, in the fire, to burn away gradually his mortal body. But being a goddess, she could keep that from killing him, you understand? And when that would happen, she would convert herself into a swallow and fly mournfully around the pillar where her husband is. Well, one evening, the child's mother came into this room while this scene was in progress, saw her child in the fireplace, let out a scream, and that broke the spell, and they had to rescue the child from incineration. Meanwhile, the swallow had turned into this gorgeous nurse, Isis, and the nurse gave an explanation of the situation, and she said, by the way, it's my husband that's in that pillar there, and I'd be grateful if you could just let me take it home. So the king came in and he said, certainly. So he removes the pillar, gives it to Isis, and it's put on a barge. So on the way back to the Nile, she removes the lid, the cover of the sarcophagus, and lies on top of her dead spouse and conceives of her dead spouse. This is an image that occurs in Egyptian art all the time. Out of death comes life and all of this kind of business. And when they land, she, in the papyrus swamp, gives birth to her child, Horus, with the dead Osiris beside her. This is the motif for the Madonna, actually. It becomes the Madonna. In Egyptian symbology, Isis represents the throne. The pharaoh sits on the throne of Isis as the child sits on the mother's lap. And when you look in the Cathedral of Chartres in the west portal, you will see the Madonna as the throne with the little child Jesus as the world emperor on her lap. That is the same image that's come over.